So the different types of delivery systems, how we get the product from the manufacturer to the consumer. So the delivery systems would include road, rail, sea and air. So you think the likes of DHL would use, or FedEx would use these different types. So road maybe in America when they get to the country, rail then in America, air then to transport in the airplane to Ireland, and then use the road then to send it out to consumers. So the advantages of road then, door-to-door deliveries. So you can get minimum holding and handling of stock. So it comes from the warehouse into the truck, from the truck then to your door. Disadvantages then, traffic congestion. So if you have a lot of trucks on the road, you're going to have a lot of traffic congestion. Not good for the environment, sort of like some CO2 gases being emitted, and not suited for bulky goods. So really big bulky goods, you know, won't be able to transport a lot of them around in the road. Rail then, advantages, suitable for bulky goods, so stick it up into a carriage and let the train pull it along. Disadvantage, not flexible, so fixed time, so your rail will have a fixed time of when they're leaving, and not every town has a railway station. So you think of Ireland, not every town has got a railway station. C then, so advantages, suitable for transporting of bulky goods worldwide, so you're talking about Dublin port, and it's cheaper than air. Air can be really expensive. Disadvantage then, it can be slow, so you take it in the sea to get from here to maybe England or here to France can take a long time. Weather conditions can cause delay, so if the crossing is not safe, well then the boat's not going to go. And you must link with other forms of transport. So once you get to the port, well then you're going to have a truck there to take it off the boat and transport around. So you're looking at the road there as well. And then air then, it's fast and it's suitable for perishable goods. So goods that's going to go off quickly, the likes of flowers, air is really good. Disadvantage then, it can be really expensive. And once again, you must link with other forms of transport once it's delivered to your destination. So the main types of systems, delivery systems, road, railways, sea and air, and the advantages and disadvantages of each.